Welcome to Music from the Tower, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, John Romeri.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Music from the Tower, and my name is David Ball, and I'm the organist and assistant director of music here at Christ Cathedral. If you don't totally recognize me, I've normally just been a sort of regular guest on this show. Our normal host, Dr. John Romeri, is taking a little bit of a break here, and I'm filling in the meantime. Today, we have a beautiful show for you, celebrating the month of May. And growing up as a Catholic, you know, I have so many memories of the month of May being associated with Mary. You know, I have memories of going to Marian processions. They were saying the rosary a lot. And when you think about Mary and music and these celebrations that people do, a lot of times there's a lot of repetition. When you say the rosary, you're saying the same prayer over and over and over again. And I think that speaks to the beauty of these prayers and the timelessness of these prayers. And so today we're going to be exploring Marian music all the way from the very beginning, from some of the oldest music ever written down to new pieces that you may have never heard of, to even and especially a brand new Ave Maria that's never been heard on the radio before. And we have the composer joining us later. Stay tuned for that. If you have your favorite Ave Marias, you will want to add this to your collection, and it's available on his website. All that and more coming up on this Marian music show. So, I thought first we should start off with the classic, the most classic you can actually get. Let's start off with the Chant Ave Maria. So, this is just the plain song chant, one of the oldest pieces ever written, and we're going to start with the Benedictine monks of Solesmes, the famed Solesmes Abbey, the masters of chant, and they're going to sing the beautiful plain song Ave Maria for us. Following that, we're going to have the Vittoria Ave Maria. All you choral nerds will love this piece and recognize it. It's based on that tune. And then after that, something new that you might not know. This is going to be the Anna Jacobs Ave Maria. You'll notice that it's very similar in form to the Vittoria. It starts off with a solo singer singing a chant line and then breaks into a beautiful choral motet here. This piece by Anna Jacobs is a contemporary piece. Anna Jacobs is an Australian young composer, and this is a very passionate piece written after the death of one of her friend's mothers. So, to kick off this Marian show, Ave Maria chants from Solesmes all the way to the Anna Jacobs Ave Maria. Hope you enjoy. Ave Maria. and this is Music from the Tower, and today we are reflecting on Marian music, Marian choral music, Marian chants, and I could not do a Marian music show without highlighting my favorite Marian chant. This is the Ave Mari Stella. This is one of the oldest chants in the church, and the text is particularly pretty. I love it. So let me read a little bit of the text before we hear the chant Ave Mari Stella, and then a wonderful, exciting organ toccata by our favorite Marcel Dupre, based on the chant tune. So, here's the text from the Ave Mari Stella. Hail, star of the sea, nurturing mother of God and ever virgin, happy gate of heaven. Receiving that Ave from the mouth of Gabriel, establish in us peace, transforming us today. First, the chant Ave Mari Stella and the Dupre toccata based on this piece.
Thank you.
Well, this is Music from the Tower, and this is David Ball, your guest host, filling in for Dr. John Rameri. You've just been listening to the beautiful Rachmaninoff Ave Maria, something a little different, classical, but with a sort of Russian flavor. And joining us now to talk more about choral Ave Marias, and also later on to introduce his brand new Ave Maria, we have composer and friend of the show, Daniel Ficarri. Danny, how are you?
Good, David. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we are socially distanced here. I am in California, and Danny is far, far away in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, that's right.
So, we've been listening to lots of Ave Marias, lots of Marian music, and, you know, one of the things that we were talking about before we went on air was that, you know, we always hear the same pieces. You know, we think of choral Ave Marias or sung solo things, and we always hear the same ones, don't you think?
Yes, it's very true. I mean, there are so many settings of, I mean, just take the Ave Maria text. There's the Rachmaninoff, which you just heard. Bruckner has another setting, or more recent ones, of course, there's Franz Biebel, which I believe you'll be hearing later on, James Bieri, and even beyond just the Ave Maria text, so many other Marian texts that have been of interest to composers. I think of Grieg and his famous setting of the Ave Maristella, or other works by John Taverner that are more recent. There's really such rich repertoire available.
Well, and it's so interesting, too, that even throughout all the ages, these composers are writing on the same text. It's not like people really make up their own Marian texts. They really do, like, go back to these old, old sources. Like, these are some of the oldest written poems, like poetry.
I think the history is fascinating, and I think another sort of facet of this text that is inspiring to composers is that whether or not you're someone that understands the concept of Mary, the Mother of God, on a, from a religious standpoint and all that entails, the idea of a motherly figure, somebody that bestows on humanity a motherly love, is such an idea that anybody can connect with and relate to, that it can be very powerful to any listener.
Well, right, and these texts convey that feeling so well. You get that feeling of comfort, of that motherly. It speaks to everyone. It's really just such a great genre, and maybe that's why it attracts composers. I mean, you're a composer. You tell me.
It's true, yes. They're texts that anybody can find an element of comfort in and something that speaks to them, truly.
Well, we have two Ave Marias, choral Ave Marias, coming up that you might not have heard of. So first, we're going to hear a recording of Ave Maria by James Bieri. James Bieri and his wife were the music directors at a giant, gorgeous cathedral with a big acoustic in Minnesota. But Danny, tell us about this piece, which is available from Morningstar.
Yes, it's a piece that I've done at my own church, and it's wonderful. You know, I always love music that I like to say is written to be played and written to be sung. And by that, I mean that a composer considers the physicality of their notes, how a performer is going to realize all that's written in the score. And when a composer considers all those things, it makes a piece so much more rewarding to sing and to play. And certainly this is a piece that's rewarding both for the listener and for the singers.
Well, and speaking of music that's written for choral singers, the next piece we're going to hear after the Bieri is an Ave Maria by John Rutter. And we were just chatting before the show started about how when you think of John Rutter, you think of Christmas. Like, how cool is that as a composer that you think of yourself with a season? But again, not many people perform his Ave Maria. I certainly had never heard it. I don't know about you.
Yeah, not until recently, yes.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, thanks for joining us, Danny. And again, stay tuned, everyone. This is Music from the Tower. We are listening to Marian music, and you are going to hear first two pieces by James Bieri and by John Rutter. And coming up very soon, we're going to hear some classic solo versions of the Ave Maria, including a brand new one, never heard on the radio before, by Daniel Ficarri, who's joining me today. This is Music from the Tower. Well, this is Music from the Tower, and we are listening to Marian Music today. And you have just heard two pieces that need absolutely no introduction, the Schubert Ave Maria and the Bach Gounod Ave Maria. And I'm guest host David Ball, and I'm joined by composer Daniel Ficarri, who just graduated from the Juilliard School with his master's degree in music, who's also a composer and has been on the show before. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Very good, David. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, as we've been waiting for, the next piece is actually going to be a brand new Ave Maria that was composed, I think, last year. And it's never been heard on the radio, and it's I think it's available on Danny's website, but it's by the composer who's joining us today. Danny, tell us about this beautiful piece of yours that should be part of the standard solo Ave Maria repertoire, and I hope it becomes that.
Well, thank you, David. I really appreciate you including this piece. I wrote this for a dear friend and a wonderful young singer, Victoria McGrath, as she was to be giving a performance at Queen's College last March. And the two of us gave the premiere of the piece, me at the piano and her singing. And really, I just wanted to take this text to heart to separate myself from the many wonderful existing settings that exist, and to do something that would be meaningful to me in a unique and special way. I was thinking a lot about Mary and sort of who she was and is as a figure in the church, the mother of God, someone free of original sin, a symbol of purity, simplicity, and just really total holiness. And I especially, when I read through the text and I spoke it and tried to notate the rhythm as I would speak it sort of naturally, I found myself focusing on different parts of the Ave Maria text, on grace, her being the mother of God, and especially the way the text ends, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. I was writing this piece at the time that I was losing a very dear friend who's passing away, and that text, pray for us now at the hour of our death, I think means something special when you've lost a loved one recently or you're losing someone, what that really means to pray for us at that very special hour in our lives. And so I was sort of writing this piece as a tribute to my friend in addition to just trying to depict this text. It opens with three very delicate, soft, tranquil chords that sort of serve as an introduction and create an atmosphere for this piece. They create a reverence, a stillness, a tranquility, and a sort of just peace. And after these opening three chords, that's really when the piece begins, and we hear this gentle rocking rhythm in the piano, almost like a lullaby, like a mother rocking a baby, and that sort of symbolizes that motherly love of Mary.
Boy, what a stunning introduction to this gorgeous piece. And I have to point out, just musically, it's interesting to note that this Ave Maria was composed with this text in mind, and specifically, as Danny so wonderfully put it, like he was thinking about this text and setting it to music and to words. I mean, the Schubert Ave Maria, we all know the Latin text, but it was originally written with a German text from a secular poem. And the Bach Gounod Ave Maria was by the famous composer Charles Gounod, but he had to write that piece with the Latin text on top of an already composed work by Bach. So those pieces weren't specifically written around the Ave Maria text, but this one was. So, listeners, you are in for a treat. This is Music from the Tower. This will be the radio premiere of Daniel Ficarri's Ave Maria for voice and keyboard. Stay tuned. Thank you. welcome back. You've been hearing the Nestor Virgin Great and Glorious by the famed Leo Nestor, a music director at the National Shrine from a couple years ago. We are listening to Marian music today on Music from the Tower. And for this last little bit, I thought I'd take us into the 20th and 21st centuries for all the you choral nerds out there. So, first we have the Duraflay Tota Pulchra S. Next, we have a piece only recently composed, and it's by a British composer named Cecilia McDowell. This is her Alma Redemptoris Mater. And Cecilia is a very famed British composer, and her music is quite eclectic. When you listen to it, you can feel sort of the chant and sort of an ancient, almost organum feel to it. But at the same time, it's absolutely modern, and it feels very much of this day. You'll hear beautiful voices sort of soaring in a big space as they would in a big cathedral of old, or of new, as we do here at Christ Cathedral when our choirs finally return. So, this is first the Duraflay classic Tota Pulchra S and the Cecilia McDowell Alma Redemptoris Mater, a piece written for the group you will hear singing, the Marian Consort. You're listening to Music from the Tower. Well, that was some stunning 20th and 21st century Marian music. This is David Ball, and you're listening to Music from the Tower. Thank you so much for joining us today. Marian music is very special to me, and I know it's special to all of you choral listeners out there. We're going to end today with a piece that was commissioned by our regular host, Dr. John Romeri. This is the Magnificat by Leo Nestor. It's become sort of a classic on the Christ Cathedral campus here. We've done it for a lot of our evening prayer vesper services. And it was originally commissioned by Dr. John Romeri for the 1999 papal visit to St. Louis, Missouri. And a fun fact about this piece, it was so newly composed at that time that the choirs were getting scores in the parking lot of the Cathedral right before the performance. They were getting scores by fax at that point and handing them out. So this is not that recording. This is the National Shrine Chorus. And once again, this is the Leo Nestor's Great Magnificat. This has been Music from the Tower, a special edition. This is your guest host, David Ball, and we've been listening to Marian music to celebrate the month of May. This is Music from the Tower.